Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I'm so excited today because I have this phenomenal woman with me, and her name is Gina, and she is a social media strategist and personal brand coach, mouthful, but I am going to let her introduce herself, and I'm so excited to have her on today. Hi, Gina.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here. And you said it correctly. Yes, it is a handful. There's a handful of actually things that I do, but that's the shortened version. So I work with high-level experts, entrepreneurs, business owners, thought leaders, coaches, consultants, network marketing leaders in how to show up as a personal brand using social media as a marketing tool, but in a way that's authentic, that's really building their visibility on all of these platforms that we have available to us. And we do it in a way that shares a repeat, like rinse and repeat method with them so that you're actually spending less time on social media, but you're all over the place and people are actually seeing you, as well as building connections with new people so that they can make a bigger impact in other people's lives as well. So yeah, that's what I do. That's what I'm up to. And I appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely. And I love that. I think too, the rinse and repeat, especially like trying to be everywhere, but if we can find a solution to just have less work or less time on social media, because it can draw you in completely. You might be scrolling if you're not really focused. So I'm so glad you brought that up, and that's what you do. And how have you found that to really help your clients? I know you have a huge team that you work with as well, so you can really be the face of it, but also you have a lot of hands on deck.
Yeah. So, you know, what we do as an agency, because I do own a social media marketing agency, but then another division of that is, thankfully, because I have the support of the team, now I can also put a lot of focus and energy on mentoring and coaching other entrepreneurs through the same strategies. So this all really started with me kind of as my own guinea pig and taking different strategies from other experts, in the industry, from live streaming experts to personal brand influence experts, paid traffic experts, you know, people that understand the ins and outs of social media advertising on Facebook and Instagram. And when my agency really started getting heavy with social media marketing for our clients back in 2011, I started in 2009, but you know, it was fairly new. I mean, Facebook ads were just getting started. And so I started to test a lot of different strategies on my own business. And one thing that I found that was the missing puzzle piece for a few years in my business was that I was not showing up, meaning like I was so focused on getting my website perfect, my logo perfect, my colors and my fonts, and nobody knew who the leader of the agency was. And so they weren't connecting. And I got myself a mentor. And the first thing she said was, you need to actually show up on video. So that's where it all started, is I started doing live streaming on Facebook. And then now I have a method of actually using that one live video and creating 30 plus pieces of content from it. In addition to repurposing that in other places on YouTube, on IGTV, as reels, on LinkedIn, everywhere. So you can literally do the job once and then be all over. And so that's what I teach. Typically they're women entrepreneurs, the ones that I work with one-on-one, but it's also the same thing that we do for our own agency clients, which is a variety of different industries that we work with.
Yes. No, I think that's so important too, like understanding how to manage all of that, but also like it's showing up, right? Showing up on live. And a lot of people have that fear of like showing up. They're like, I don't want to sound bad, or I don't know, or I'm scared. But what was your opinion like when you first started showing up live? Was it no problem? Were there any hesitations? I'd love to hear a little more.
There was definitely, I mean, I was very nervous. I actually, and I still say this, I tell people this today, I would literally sweat under my arms and because I was just so nervous to mess up. But I can tell you this, when you practice, because it takes practice just like anything else, and you have a focus and you take yourself out of the picture. So just think about that one person that you could be helping with that video, with the message that you are, you know, saying in your video, with what you're communicating. It's really, that's the purpose of it, is really to get, let people get to know you, get to know your personality, but also to help somebody. So it's not just go live just to go live. You know, I definitely believe you need to have a topic in mind. There does need to be a structure to your live, rather than just saying, you know, okay, let's just wait to see who jumps on. And, you know, my name is blah, blah, blah. There's a flow that you should follow. And it's something that I actually teach, that works really well to keep people engaged, to, you know, get them attracted to watching throughout the entire Facebook Live. But just like anything else, it just takes practice. And you'll see that after a few times, really, it's easier than recording videos, because you don't have to, and so I find myself when I have to record, like I have a couple courses that are recorded, when I record, it takes me so long to record a course because if I mess up, I feel like I have to start over. Whereas if you're live, anything goes, and you're just being a real person. And that's what, honestly, especially now over the last few years that we've had, that's what people want, is they want real people. They don't want scripts. They just want you to be real.
I can so relate to everything you're saying. Even like the first time I went live, I was like, oh my gosh, I was so nervous. I still get nervous. But, you know, I think you touched on something really that I wanted to key in on, but like being able to go live versus recording. I know when I'm doing these interviews, they're recorded, but at the same time, I feel like they're alive because it's like anything goes. However, when I'm recording myself, it like takes me a million tries. Like I've gotten better over time, but it's definitely, you're just like, oh, I messed up, or it's not perfect. But realizing too, live, you're showing that human factor. You are just being yourself. And the other thing I wanted to touch on too is the one, like you're focused on that one person that you're helping. If you can visualize that one person right in front of you too, I've seen that help me so much. Instead of trying to talk to the masses, you're focused on that one individual or that one niche that you are focused in on too. So I love that you said those two things. I mean, you said a lot of great things. Those two I wanted to highlight though, because I think it's important, and we don't always know how things are gonna unfold, but just trusting our gut and trusting ourselves, and that our message is touching that one person that's going to change their life. I love
it. And they get, you know, and they also, they start to, honestly, they build a connection with you. Like when they see that you're just being you, it goes a long way. So So if you're not going live, just do it, just try it, and then keep going.
Absolutely. And it just gets better over time, because the first one with anything, right? Like what you were talking about too, practice makes progress. You're never going to be perfect, but the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it.
Right.
Absolutely. So speaking of just like showing up, I know you really touch on the personal branding and styling. I would love for you to speak a little more to that and how we can really like gain confidence when it comes to styling.
Yeah. So this is another one of my passions, and I work with women also as a personal stylist and image consultant, but I really try to tie it in to their business too, because you want to remember that first impressions are everything, whether or not you believe in them. And it's not about being vain. It's not about being, you know, materialistic or a show off or anything like that. But it's really important, especially as an entrepreneur, to to show people that you are credible, that you're honest, that you have integrity, that you're knowledgeable. And these are the things that people are thinking about within the first 7 seconds that they meet you without you even opening your mouth. So what I have helped many women with is even my own self is just learning to, number one, love your own body the way it is today, not the way that you wish that it were, that you hope that it will be, but really embrace it, because it is your body is the longest commitment that you're ever going to have. It's stuck with you forever. So you have no choice. So, right. So it's, you know, it's really about, really it's about self-love and self-confidence in starting from the inside out. And then, and people can tell. And, you know, especially if you're a service-based entrepreneur, a coach, a consultant, you are in a position to empower others, but you yourself have to be empowered. So it's important to show up powerfully, and clothing and how you clothe your body has a lot to do with it. So, you know, one of the very first things that a friend of mine told me when I resigned from my corporate job and started working for myself is she said, get up every single day and put on a real outfit. And it's been 14 years and I still do that. Yes. Are there times when I will stay in my pajamas till noon? Absolutely. Like, you know, I'm human, but right. I can tell a difference on those days. I don't want to get on a Zoom call. I don't want to talk to clients. I'm really lazy. I'm not productive. I'm not motivated. My mood is just like shot. Mm-hmm. And so, so that's really part of it, is just helping women to encourage them to, even if you're not going to see anybody that day, to still get up and put on, even if it's, you know, a nice blouse and jeans and a pair of statement earrings and a little bit of lip gloss. It goes a long way, and it really has to do with how you feel on the inside first. And that's going to make a difference in what you project. So I really believe in that. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I don't care what other people think, or I don't care what other people say. And it's not really about that. It's about what you think about yourself. And so I feel like everybody's body deserves to be loved on. So yeah, that's,
yes, I love it. And you know, it's true. Like, it's really about how we view ourselves. And I think it's just like you touched on it with really loving ourselves, but also dressing for ourselves. It has nothing to do with anybody else, because I've heard that too. It's like, well, I don't need to, or it's whatever it may be, the comments, but it's really about, like, when you do dress a certain way, you feel it from the inside. Like, I know, just like you, like, if I'm in pajamas all day, I'm going to feel that mood shift versus like putting on a necklace, putting on a blouse, or just like putting some makeup on. It has nothing to do with anyone else. It's just for me. And I think that's like when we show up for our brand, it's a sense of confidence, and it doesn't define us, but it's really about that inner self-love. And that's something that I know my audience loves and talks about, and I talk about, because it's true. It's when we really foster that compassion for ourselves from the inside out, it makes such a difference on the outside, because that's what we're viewing ourselves, how we're talking to ourselves. And dressing is just a statement for ourselves. It has nothing to do with anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. The other part to this too is that when you dress in a way that makes you feel good, you reach higher levels, both personally and professionally. You know, even if you work for a company, if you're dressing yourself in a way where you know, say that you're trying to get into a higher position job, dress that way, right? So it's all about, you know, what you project. And so, and then of course it starts from the inside out. So yeah. So it's really powerful. It's something that I encourage women to really step into. If they feel a little bit lost, that's okay. You know, even as we get older, our bodies change. You know, if you've had kids, your bodies definitely change. And it's just a matter of remembering who you are, and that you are an individual, and you are still, like, give yourself grace and love, and you'll find that you'll feel so much better overall.
Mm-hmm. No, and you're absolutely right too. I think like when we're able to dress for the part, whatever we're dressing as, and it's envisioning ourselves. I was just talking about this with a client the other day. It's really showing up for ourselves of how we want to be perceived from ourselves. Yeah. How do we want, if we want to be that six-figure business coach or any kind of coach or just business owner, how are we showing up? That makes a difference too. And I think like that's what you were touching on too. If it's going for that promotion or whatever it may be, it's really embodying that fully. Like I used to visualize, and I still do, but visualizing, okay, well, what am I wearing? What do I look like? Where am I of that next step, of that next 6 months, and acting as if that's happening right now can be such a game changer because it starts with the mind and the body. But with that being said, I'm curious, what are some things, I know as bodies change and we get older, what are some maybe like your top like two or three tips that you have? I know you mentioned one already with just like dressing, getting dressed in the morning, but like what are some other things that people can start to like look for or do? Yeah.
So something that I have found for me personally, and this is kind of across the board too with other clients of mine and just friends that I talk to, is our wardrobe. And, you know, like if you find yourself stepping into your closet and you are changing your outfit three times, four times, or it's taking you, you know, 20 minutes to figure out what to wear, that is a red flag. It's time to do like a major declutter in your closet. And we tend, especially as women, we tend to hold on to things because they have that emotional attachment to us. So, you know, I definitely suggest going through your closet, asking yourself questions, like really deep questions about each piece that's in there. Like, have I worn it in 6 months or less? Does it still fit me? Is it really, really going to ever fit me? Does it align with who I am today and who I envision myself to be in the next 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years from now? And if you are saying no to most of those things, then it's definitely time to get rid of it. And you'll find that you don't need to have like all of this stuff to actually build a wardrobe that you love and that reflects who you are. So having less things really helps. So that's number one.
I needed that tip.
So I would say I'm a recovering shopaholic. Before I really really understood my passion for fashion and style and helping other women with that. Mm-hmm. I had self-confidence issues with my body. I grew up as a dancer. A lot of stuff comes with that. And it wasn't until, so one of the things I would do is I would shop more thinking, okay, I just need to like the latest trends and that's going to make me feel better. That's going to make me make my body look better. And what I learned as I got older and had kids and I learned how to dress for my particular body shape, that's really how I learned to embrace my body, how it is. And I stopped shopping so much. And I figured out that all of that shopping was actually causing more decision fatigue when I would stand in my closet. And so that's where the decluttering like really needs to happen. And you also feel a relief, you know, when you're getting rid of things that don't matter anymore and that don't really do any service to you. So if there's stuff in there that you know, you don't like, you don't wear, maybe you do wear it, but it doesn't make you feel good. Like, yeah, it's time to get rid of it. So, the closet decluttering. The other thing is I like to have like a three-step method to getting ready, which makes it really easy. And this is, you could do this daily or, you know, even if you're going out somewhere special, but it's just grabbing a solid color top and then a fashion layering piece, like a kimono, like I have a kimono on right now, or a cardigan, a blazer, something like that. And then accessories. Of course you want to put, you know, bottoms on.
That's a necessity. That out. Unless it's a dress, right?
Right, exactly. But yeah, those three things, they're quick. It's an easy way to put an outfit together. and you don't need a lot of it. So if you have a lot of, you know, or if you've got a variety of solid colors, that's really helpful. If you have too many prints in your closet, that makes it sometimes a little harder to actually accessorize and to mix and match. So solids, basics are great. And then those layering pieces are another great thing to always have, and some fun accessories.
And I love it.
It's easy to create, yeah, an outfit like that.
I feel like I did good. I feel like I swallowed your steps. At least today. Not always, but today. So you heard it here first, everyone. Gina knows. I think I learned this from you prior, like a few years ago.
I think so. I remember talking about that.
Absolutely. See, it works, guys.
Yeah.
I love that. So going into a little bit more of just like everything you've done, you wear a lot of hats. How do you manage that? I know you have two beautiful children. But how do you manage being a mom and being an business owner? Where do you integrate work and life? How does that work for you?
Yeah. Okay. So full transparency, it's always a work in progress. You know, especially as an entrepreneur, we are always coming up with new projects, new things to do, right? New ideas. My husband's like, another thing? And I'm like, yeah. So, but what I will say that really, really helped me was, years ago, I read The Miracle Morning. Mm. And I have to tell you that that book really just was a game changer in my life. And so I don't follow it exactly so much anymore, but I have blocks of time. So, and this started before having a team. So, you know, I was a solopreneur literally up until I would say 4 years ago. And my kids are 10 and almost 16 now. So, you know, they were little when I was trying to juggle all this, but, so blocking out time, I love to start my morning, like at least 45 minutes before everybody else wakes up. It's for me, if I'm up at the same time, it's like my whole day goes down the drain, it feels like. But so having that just moment for yourself, even if it's 30 minutes, even if it's 20 minutes before the entire, you know, the rest of the house wakes up is so needed, I think. Some meditation, you know, maybe you journal or write, you know, even on your phone notepad or something, and then, reading something, but just some quiet time. And I do affirmations in the morning. And so that's helpful. I also try to stay, you know, active. So I do love running. I love working out. So I try to do that a few days a week. And when I start my mornings off like that, the rest of the day is just focused on, you know, during the day, it's focused on my clients. I try not to get distracted with social media, even though we are a social media marketing agency. But, you know, sometimes my husband will be like, oh, did you know it's so-and-so's birthday? And I'll tell him, no, I haven't been on my personal, you know, social yet. I totally missed it. So also limiting your time on social media. You know, if you're using social for marketing your business, which you should be, you can really get lost in that rabbit hole. So having an intention for everything that you put out there, having goals, having a marketing plan, planning things ahead, all of those things really help so that you're not working till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. And it's helpful. And also just, you know, having a break sometime in between. So does that always happen as planned? Absolutely not. But the days that it does, it really does allow me to, you know, be myself, be a mom, be a wife, and be a business owner and serve my clients without me staying up till midnight. So yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's also building that foundation. It might not look the same every day. And I mean, I think most of us have different days every day, but having just a routine of some sort where, you know, like if things are available to you to have that 45 minutes, you can do that, but it's morphing it based off of your schedule, your life, But I think having like the basic solids will help. Love that. So I feel like I could ask you more and more questions, but I want to get into the rapid fire questions. Okay. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready. Okay, go.
Okay. So, Gina, who is your hero?
My dad.
And why your dad?
He is a Cuban immigrant. So he came here to the States when he was 13 and went through a lot during that time, and owned his own engineering firms and hustled. And I think why I'm an entrepreneur and love what I do. And then just, you know, life struggles and seeing how he's overcome them has been a true inspiration.
Oh. Well, he definitely sounds like an amazing man.
Yeah, he is.
And I know you probably get this from your father as well, but when it comes to just working hard, what motivates you to work hard?
My kids, for one, like, I want to leave a legacy for them to know that they can work hard at something that they're passionate about and while serving others. And even with life's ups and downs, because we all have them, stay focused and you can still, you know, reach your dreams, but also to serve others and make a bigger impact in the world.
Well, it sounds like you are definitely making the impact when it comes to social media and really branding ourselves, but really mentoring other individuals as well to shine in their best light.
Yeah.
So if you were a superhero, what would be your powers or what powers would you have?
To fly, to swim underwater for however long, and to be invisible. I think that would be super cool.
That's like a triple threat. I love it. I mean, flying would be really cool. We could get places faster. It's almost like teleporting.
Yeah, travel. Yes, totally.
If you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
Okay, so this was fun. So Princess Diana.
Hmm.
Oprah Winfrey, Snoop Dogg.
Threw me for a color ball.
And who was another one? I think Madonna really intrigues me. She always has since I was young. So yeah, I think, yeah.
That would be an interesting dinner or lunch or brunch or whatever. But I'm curious. I just want to dive a little bit deeper. Snoop Dogg. I think he's great. But why Snoop Dogg?
I'm just so fascinated by him. Since I was a teenager, I've been listening to his music. So I just outdated myself. But I just think he's so funny. And the fact that him and Martha Stewart have built this business together and they show up together to me is just so fascinating. So I think he would just be hilarious to be around. I really do. I love his Corona commercials. Like, he's just a cool guy.
He is. No, I mean, I feel like that meal would be so entertaining. Especially, like, I love Snoop Dogg. I think he's great. That's why I was like, wait, hold on. I love, like, all of them that you mentioned. But in particular, I was curious about that. The reason behind it. That's amazing. What is the most daring thing you've ever done?
So this is a good one. And I was like, you know what? I need to do more daring things. And I do have some daring things on my bucket list that I haven't done, but what I've done so far, I would have to say is parasailing, which doesn't seem super daring to me anymore. But one thing, and I'm just going to throw this in there. I want to cage dive with sharks. That is like on my bucket list. I've been wanting to do that forever. I love sharks. I love the water. I love the ocean. And so that is one thing that I've told my husband, like, if you could buy me any gift, it's take me, and you know, I'm in Florida. So take me down to the Keys. They do it there. I want to go in a cage and dive with sharks.
Oh my God. I just have to tell you, when you said that, my hands got like sweaty. I was like, my God. Very scary. At least for me, but that is very daring. Yeah, I love like, that. No, that's crazy.
I used to want to skydive. I've lost the wanting to do that. I think since I've had kids and yeah, I'm too scared. I'm too chicken for that now, but not to be in the ocean with sharks.
Beyond me, but you know what? You have to let us know when you go because I'm curious how your experience will be. Oh, that's amazing. So moving into the next question, what is the phone app you use the most?
Yeah, Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are two different apps, but yeah.
Intertwined.
Yeah, intertwined, for sure.
And what is the last book that you've read?
I just recently read what's the name of it? Pocket Full of Money. Happy Pocket Full of Money, I think is the full name of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just read that. Really great book.
Mm. What's that about? I haven't heard of that one.
It's mindset. It has to do with, quantum science beliefs around your money mindset and just living with higher vibrations and what you attract. So yeah, it's a great book. You would love it.
Yeah, I'm like, I love this question because it really just adds everything to my list. So I appreciate it. Thank you for helping. Yeah. So if you were to have a movie about your life thus far, who would play you?
This is a hard one. So the only person I could think of right off the bat is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I love her. She's a great actress.
I love her. She's Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican. I love dancing. I wanted to be like a backstage dancer like she was. And so, yeah. So she's like a hopeless romantic. I mean, I've only been married once and only plan on being married to my husband. So that we're a little different on that side. But but yeah, I love her. And she would be somebody also that I would want to have dinner with.
We can add her into the meal. She would definitely be entertaining in that. Yeah. So what is your favorite family recipe, if you have one, or something that you've made as a family?
Yeah. So we make, during the holidays, we make Puerto Rican pasteles. And that's my favorite thing. It's really, really yummy. They're kind of like tamales, but just made different with different roots than tamales are made with corn. Whereas these are made with yuca. So yeah, really yummy and wrapped in plantain leaves.
Yum. That sounds delicious. I don't think I've ever had those before, but they sound really good. They're good. if you had to describe yourself as an animal, what animal would it be?
A lioness.
And why a lioness?
I just feel like they're powerful. Mm-hmm. They can be loving to their cubs, I think. and they're beautiful, beautiful animals, mysterious. Yeah.
It's definitely a powerful animal, I would say that. And they definitely protect their cubs. Their little lion pack. What's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
When my kids smile, when they're just like super happy about something, which is it's every day, which is great. But that's mainly my son. My daughter who's 16, we're girls. We have our yes. So yeah, that definitely is an instant will make my day amazing. And then also when a client texts me or calls me and tells me some sort of transformation that they had with something that I helped them with. So that is also, that makes a really awesome day as well.
Gotta love what we do, right? Yeah. And what's your favorite way to spend your day off? So if you have a day off where there's no clients, no calls, nothing, what does that look like?
I'm at the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beach all day, which is, we try to actually go once a week. And yeah, I love the beach, even if it's just for, I just went last on Sunday, just went for a run. I didn't even, it was just early in the morning. And so I did that, but I love to paddleboard. So just anytime that I can be at the beach is a great day.
Definitely so much sunshine, especially in Florida. And definitely warms the soul and the water. I mean, that combination, it's amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
And last question for these questions is, what's something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
That's a good one. I think, because I get so many questions all the time, but I think one of them would be that just because you post doesn't mean everybody's going to see it. So people have this misconception that because they posted something that everybody that follows them will see it, and it doesn't work that way at all. So that would be probably a top one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially why somebody would need a social media strategist to help them with the algorithms and everything that goes into social media. So I'm really glad you brought that up, because I do think it's important. People are like, oh, I posted. Why isn't anyone commenting or saying anything or seeing it?
Right. And then they look at, and if you look, you know, if they look at their analytics, it'll say, oh, three people out of, you know, the 200 that follow them actually saw it. So yeah. So there's that. And there's tons of other things, but I think that would be probably one of the top ones. Yeah.
And what about for on the other side, because I know you have multiple businesses with the personal branding strategy and coaching around that, what do you most commonly hear questions wise, or wouldn't know? People wouldn't know.
Yeah. So the top one, and I get this weekly, is I don't have a brand. How do I put a brand together? And I'm speaking specifically for an entrepreneur. So, you know, or a solopreneur. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I tell them. I go, grab a mirror and look into it. And that's your brand. It's you. So that's a top question people ask all the time. I don't know how to put my brand together. What, you know, how do I know what my brand is? And I'm like, you are your brand. It's you. It's not your logo. It's not the fonts that you want to use or the colors. That's branding, but your brand is actually you.
I'm glad you cleared that up for everyone. And with that being said, where can people find you? What do you have going on so people can follow you and find out?
Totally. So Facebook and Instagram at Stylishly Branding on both. And, you know, I'm also on LinkedIn and a little bit of TikTok throwing in there, just some fun stuff. And I do have a free group where I do every Friday, I do Social Friday Q&A. So you're more than welcome to jump in there. Just, you know, find me on Instagram or my Facebook page, Stylishly Branding, and message me and I will get you in there. I also have a free 5-day video series that teaches you my magnetic content creation system. So shoot me a DM on Instagram and I will send you the link to that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. The links will definitely be below so everybody can just click on it and go right to your pages. Thank you again, Gina, for taking the time today and just sharing your wisdom around social media branding and just being an entrepreneur and a human being. So thank you again for joining.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What did you get the most out of what Gina was saying? We would love to hear it, and I'm sure she would too. And we'll see you at the next video.